Hey, hello, this is Jakob Fain with Ferrata Systems. Today I'm talking with Neil. Neil is one of the users of our framework, in particular Clear Toolkit framework for Flex. And specifically, as far as I know, Neil was using Clear Data Builder for his project. So please, Neil, first introduce yourself and tell us about your project.
So I'm Neil, and as of yet, we can't yet name our company, but I will say that we are using Flex and Ferrata's Clear Toolkit to develop an internal tool for data entry and for validation of data which is automatically collected and scraped from the internet. And it's proved very successful. We have mainly used Clear Data Builder, which lets us very quickly annotate SQL statements and generate both Java and ActionScript code, which really lets us concentrate on creating our UI and our components. And this, for data entry applications, proves very efficient.
But which database do you use on your project?
We're using MySQL, MySQL.
And could you please just define the process a little bit? Say you have an SQL statement, select something from your database tables. So you engaged, you created, as far as I understand, the Java class annotated to this SQL. And the rest happened automatically.
Yes, it's taking away two very tedious and time-consuming parts of building a an application, a database application, which multiple users can connect to.
We also have a version of Clear Data Builder, which does not even require you to have or to know an SQL. You can just provide a value object in Java or a DTO in Java. Did you need to use something like this, or you?
So I see that in the future, as our system grows and progresses, and will probably become more robust, and we may have a common API that we may need to serve multiple parts, multiple users, then what we would do is probably, and we've already thought about that, is annotate more robust Java code.
We have several customers who are saying, we don't even have access to the database. We don't even know what the database tables look like. We just know that we need to call the service, and the service would return us this particular DTO in Java. Sometimes they use Hibernate or whatever else. Yeah, so
the fact that Ferrata actually offers both of these types of annotations is a very high value, because when you need to do a proof of concept, or when you're at a startup and you need to get things off the ground very quickly and produce something that works, using the SQL annotations is very good. And as your product progresses, and a lot of times in the beginning, you don't know your architecture, you don't know where your product is going, and you don't know what your API is going to look like, as you will in the future, then you move on to annotating your Java classes and not just SQL annotations.
That's right. It seems that this is getting more and more popular, this solution. The Clear Data Builder generated middle-tier Java classes automatically based on reflection, and it uses that SQL statement to figure out what the database tables and generate all Java code in the middle. It generates the code on the front end and connectivity from Java to the database. But obviously the screen that it generates for you need to be customized. Definitely you have your own look and feel for the screen. So how do you go about it? How you build on top of the generated code?
So basically what we do is obviously Ferrata and Clear Toolkit generates mock-up screens, which are very good for testing. But yeah, we have our own UI. What we have done is we have actually used Singleton to connect to the model. And I've read your book, and I know this is not exactly the way you do things, but what we have found is that we needed to bind a few UI controls mm-hmm. to the same model. Say we have an advanced data grid on the left side and then an editor screen on the right side, and they both have to bind to the same data.
Right.
So it doesn't directly pass all the way through to the UI. If you do have a different fashion of going about binding to the same data model, instead of mapping almost directly to the control, which is useful in many cases mm-hmm. For small controls, yeah, that would be interesting to know. But so we've used a mix. Sometimes we've had controls bind directly, and sometimes we have an underlying Singleton model.
Okay, but since you mentioned Singleton, I would like to recommend you to read. We recently wrote a blog and a little recording, like a video, of how you can use Singletons in Flex without even creating Singletons. Because Singletons, I mean, Flex framework has an application object which is technically Singleton, and we showed how you can leverage that fact alone. So you may consider
that. Oh, okay.
Just check out.
Please send me the link. Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
I know I've read a lot of your stuff, but I think I missed that one.
Just go to flexblog.ferratosystem.com. It's one of the top ones. The name of the blog is A Singleton That Flex Developers Must Know About. So just Google it and you'll find it in a second.
Excellent.
One more question. How did you learn Clear Data Builder? Was it difficult? Was it easy? Do you think documentation is sufficient? Did you get any help when you ran into issues?
I'll give you a little bit of background. I was completely new to both Flex, to Ferrata and Clear Toolkit, and to Eclipse. I came from a .NET Microsoft background, and I didn't know any of these. So the first 2 months was very difficult.
I can imagine.
But yeah, but I'm a self-learner, and most of the information that you can find is out there on the Internet. And actually, what I found was that the least difficult of all of these was to use Ferrata and Clear Toolkit tools. Getting used to Eclipse and Flex was a bit harder. Getting data from the database to appear in a mock-up screen, that was very, very fast.
If you would need to put some money amount to this experience, can you just say that because of this Clear Data Builder in this case, I saved this amount of money on not spending too much time on developing manually?
I can definitely say it's hard to put a number value on it, but I could definitely say that without Clear Data Builder, we would have chosen a different technology for such a database data-driven application because we didn't see Flex as having enough of third-party tools without Clear Toolkit. We didn't see it as having enough tools to be able to develop this quickly. Actually, I have probably a couple of questions that I wrote down, and one of them was maybe to add a feature, request for feature,
okay.
where it's possible to, through the annotations, add a timestamp, a server-side timestamp to all these annotations. Since we're saving so much time not writing any server-side Java code, adding something to the annotation along with the SQL that will tell you this field is a timestamp and I want a server-side timestamp because right now for some things we're writing client and we don't want to depend on that.
Okay, I got it. And what else?
I think that's about it. I will mention, though, that we're not using the latest version of Clear Toolkit, so I started using your new version to try and move over to it, and I have tested the sync and push mechanism to clients.
Yeah.
And when I did show it to management. They were very impressed.
So yes, these are some of the recent features. So basically, you did use some recent feature that we added to the Clear Data Builder. First of all, as you mentioned, data synchronization. So a user A is sitting and a user B sitting on different in different locations, and both of them happen to work with the same data set, right? So if I'm changing the data that you happen to look at, then you're going to get notification. Is this what you mean?
Yes, yes. Okay. And we definitely have some ideas on how to expand the product in order to leverage these features.
Right, and one more thing that I would like you to look at when you have a minute. We introduced this automatic updates for situation when you have a master detail relations. So you have a data grid and you have maybe a child form. And we know how to press a button, and all the changes that you made on the detail, so to speak, form and the data grid, which is the master, will go together and will be updated.
Yes, that is exactly going to be the next part that I'm going to prove for our next version, is actually using hierarchical collections.
Right.
And now I remember that other question that I had is, when I insert a new row into the parent hierarchy, and I've created child rows, does it know how to handle the auto increment ID from the parent and insert those into child rows and child rows IDs into its child rows?
Yes, it does know that, and I think we had some posting on this regard too. It's not a post like a blog post, but it's in one of the users' forums on the SourceForge, I think.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Neil.
Yeah.
So thank you very much for spending time with me answering the questions, and I wish you all the best with your project.
Sure, excellent. And I'm very happy to be using Clear Toolkit.
Thank you.
We will be in touch.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.